So this might sound crazy, but one of the things that I've always appreciated that you do, Dave, is you really do take care of yourself. Even the fact that you would make an appointment, go to the doctor.
You told me to.
I know, but you actually did it. I feel like
that. No, I'm kidding. You didn't tell me to. But, I mean, there have been times where I didn't take care. I didn't get a physical. But now I'm like, no, this is something.
Yeah, and that makes
it's
me...
It's important.
It's crazy because I feel loved and I feel secure.
When I... What?
Yeah. Like, knowing that you're taking care of yourself, that makes me not worry about the future. That makes me think like, oh, he's going to be around a little bit because he's taking care of himself.
So you're telling me that I should go play more golf. That's what I'm hearing.
Is it physically exerting? Is that good for your heart?
You're telling me I should go work out. That's
no.
A good thing.
No, it doesn't matter to me what you do, but I do like that you're taking care of yourself.
You think all wives feel that way?
I think that we worry about our men's health, you know, because we love you and want you to be around. Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Ann Wilson.
And I'm Dave Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com or on our Family Life app.
This is Family Life Today.
So we've got Dave and Ashley Willis back in the studio with us at Family Life Today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. I mean, we're glad you guys are back. And, you know, many know you as the authors of Naked Marriage and Naked Marriage podcast. And your latest book, Naked and Healthy, which means you guys are health nuts, right? That means you're just nutritionists and physical specimens, right?
Totally.
Sometimes.
Why do I feel like everyone is smirking when they look at me saying you look like a health nut? Well, the irony is I'm not in that great of shape, okay? I have love handles, and God told me to write
we
a health
would never
book.
Know that, Dave.
Well, it's all about baggy clothing.
Yeah, you in great shape.
I have found that if you wear the right shirts, you can cover a multitude of sins.
Well, it's interesting. In this book, as we're going to talk about, you say, uncover the lifestyle your mind, body, spirit, and marriage need. And we've already talked sort of about the mind and the emotions. Today's about the body.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well right? Let me say real quick, just kind of like why this came together the way that it did anyway is when folks would ask, well, how do you have a healthy marriage? How do you have a healthy marriage? And there are all these relationship principles that we always share. But when we really started digging into it and researching, like, what is it that the couples who are healthy in every way, what does that look like? And we found, you know, what it seems like it would kind of be common sense that when we prioritize our own health and we encourage one another toward healthy living, mind, body, and soul, then the health of our marriage as a byproduct is naturally going to get healthier too. But sometimes part of the reason why the marriage isn't healthy is because we've neglected our own health.
Like, so we feel bad physically.
So we just feel bad.
Yeah.
Like we're feeling bad. We're not at our best. And so we can't be the best spouse that we can be. And so God wants us to have a healthy life, a healthy marriage, and it's mind, body, and soul. And if we'll do those things while at the same time prioritizing our marriage, then we're both going to be at our best. And so that was the goal behind the book, is helping both spouses be at their best individually and learning the principles where they could learn to do that together within marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, we've read it. It's a fantastic book, everything you do. We were on your podcast not too long ago, and we love you guys and what you're doing. You're really, really helping marriages, not just everywhere in the world. It's pretty exciting.
We want to be like you guys.
And I do want to say something, because it is a pretty cool week for our listeners. Our Weekend Remember Marriage Getaways with Family Life are right now half price, and there's 60 of them coming up this spring. We talk about this kind of stuff. I mean, there's a session on the physical in the weekend and
the intimacy of marriage, physically, emotionally, kind of like what you guys are talking about, and even why God instituted marriage.
Yeah, and so many people are confused about what does the Word of God have to say about the physical and even in a marriage. So we dive into everything in that weekend. It changed our marriage. It was the first place as an engaged couple we went to, we ever got a vision for what God wanted marriage to be. We had no idea until that weekend. And it's great for marriages 20, 30, 40 years as well. So anyway, all that to say, you should sign up. Half price. Come on, man. Half
yes.
price. FamilyLifeToday.com.
Our spring conferences are just getting going. There's going to be over 60, I think, that will be meeting around the country. So this is your opportunity to pull away and really invest in your marriage.
Yeah. Okay. So Wilson, talk about how does the physical impact a marriage? And we're not, obviously, you wrote the book. It's not just about the sexual part of your marriage, but physical health, physical everything. Talk to us about it, because we often think about mental and emotional. We think about spiritual. Often we think the body is important, but it's not really going to impact my marriage in a great way. How does it impact?
Oh my goodness. Well, if you're not feeling good, then you're probably not going to treat people as well. I know that for me has definitely been the case. And that can be like feeling good physically or even hungry. If you're hungry, you know, you guys have heard the term before.
Hangry?
Yeah, you're hangry, right?
Yeah.
And it's like not a good time to necessarily bring up like a really important conversation at that time because you're not feeling good. And I think that in marriage, like you said, you know, we tend to forget the importance of that. And Dave and I have learned this the hard way. Like we literally started out our marriage kind of doing, and we go into great detail about this in the book, but we kind of challenged each other actually in our engagement to get in the best shape we could before, you know, our wedding night.
The
we were excited
vibe.
About the honeymoon.
That's
right?
Right.
And so we did, and we actually got in some really good shape. And then, you know, we went to an all-inclusive resort on our honeymoon, and I don't think we've ever eaten so many calories in our life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I gained, because I had lost too much weight, and I think I gained like something like 5 to 10 pounds or something and on our honeymoon.
Are we not supposed to do that?
Yeah. Maybe we should.
Keep
you
eating.
But it's been...
We say some people love each other in sickness and in health. We've loved each other in thickness and in health.
We have.
That's what we've said, because we've had the full spectrum. And we try to come back though to what God actually, this is the biblical principle we come back to in the book, and everything we do, we try to base it on completely on God's word. You know, I had a preacher mentor of mine said, like, Dave, whenever you speak, try to use a lot of scripture. That way you'll know at least something you said is actually true. And so I always come back to
it's
that.
True.
And so I'm like, yeah.
Is well, that his accent too?
That's how
it
we
is.
Talk. That's how
right.
we talk.
It is.
And so we try to always come back to Scripture. And what Scripture says on this in Corinthians, you know, the Apostle Paul is challenging the church in Corinth. And one of the strongest ways he says it on this topic is he says, honor God with your bodies. And in the broader context is you've been bought with a price. And, you know, people in Corinth were, you know, they were sinning sexually, getting caught up in just a lot of the gluttony and hedonism and a lot of things of the culture. And he was saying, hey guys, listen, I know, you know, these bodies are temporary, but what we do in these bodies can have an eternal significance, and you need to train and discipline your body like an athlete, and you need to honor God with your bodies. That doesn't mean we all have to have six-pack abs. I've never seen my abs. I believe they're there. It's like a faith thing
they're
for me.
Underneath.
It's a faith thing.
There's a lot of feasting in the Bible, too. I don't think Christians are supposed to be too skinny. I don't think... I'm always a little skeptical of really skinny Christians, but...
Oh, my goodness.
But what about the pushback that people are saying, you know, we shouldn't be consumed with worldly things. Looking really good, that's worldly. What would you say to that?
Well, it's really... It's not about vanity. It's about stewardship. You know, God has given us one body... And that one body, we've got to do our best to be at our best in it, because what we do, and again, Paul's analogy, we're training our bodies not just to win a trophy or a prize like the world gives out, even though there's nothing wrong with an athlete working hard to win a medal or a trophy or whatever, he said, but we're training our bodies because what we do in these bodies has eternal significance for God's work and God's kingdom, and for us to be able to do all he's called us to do for ministry, for marriage, for our own legacy, we need to be healthy. I mean, I think we still enjoy life, and my goodness, I have good desires in this area. But when it comes to food, like let me tell you a quick example. Like I was in a grocery store recently, and something about being in a grocery store around food, like my judgment just plummets. I'm not as good. And
I am with you on this.
I ran into someone that, you know, she and I used to have just in a really unhealthy relationship, and I thought that she was just part of my past and was not going to be part of my future, but I saw her in the store, and I just felt these old feelings, and her name's Little Debbie, and I saw her display, and I don't know, a lot of old feelings came back, and I put a few boxes there in the cart. And
there's a specific Little Debbie, though.
Oatmeal cream pie.
He took her home.
And I had to confess to Ashley, I brought Little Debbie home. I just wanted to
know. Even you guys, he hid it in a cabinet, like in a special
place.
This is for real.
No, for real.
I can't, because our kids eat everything. Like, they eat so much stuff.
We have four boys.
They're just a lot. So
with
that,
big appetites.
That now when I do bring little Debbie home, I have to hide the box.
Yeah,
I have
do.
To have a special hiding place. Because they will find it. They will just find it. So,
they will. But we try to have balance. And I think, you know, we wrote, you know, some people listening might be like, well, what does this even have to do with marriage? And I think not only do we want to feel at our best for each other and be at our best for each other and to live a longer life together. You know, there's a lot of things we can't control about our physical health that kind of comes our way with different, you know, a diagnosis we get or maybe a tragedy that we kind of, you know, maybe we're in a terrible wreck that kind of causes us to have some permanent damage and changes we have to make kind of in our life. We're talking about do what you can with what the body God has given you to be at your best. But I mean, here's the big kind of thing that we need
Don't
to pay attention
to. Don't
say
the big butt.
The big butt.
No,
yes.
Not on this show.
That's right. But you know, we need to pay attention to the fact that it's never our job though to be like our spouse's critical coach.
Oh, no.
And that's where we've literally seen this one issue of physical health become the thing that causes the most marital problems, where one spouse maybe values physical health more than the other spouse, and they keep on being critical of their spouse's body, and it just makes their spouse feel less than, and it causes a lot of fights, and it causes a lot of disagreements over what food to have in the house, and what routine to do, and I mean, it can really get out of hand. You know, I think for some people, this may be a minor issue, but I can't tell you how many times we've counseled couples where this is the issue. And I think that there's truth on both sides. Like if that's your marriage dynamic, if maybe you're listening and you have always been a healthy person, maybe you're an athlete and like health has been a huge part of your life. You've always pretty much been in good shape and it's been something that like you take pride in. That's awesome. That's a good thing. I mean, that's kudos to you for staying healthy and using the gifts that God has given you. But then there's a flip, you know, there's other people where maybe they've just not valued health as much. Maybe they grew up in a home where it wasn't valued as much, or maybe they've had bodies that don't cooperate. I mean, there's some people that aren't as coordinated or they're not gifted physically when it comes to, you know, sports and such, or maybe they, you know, their metabolism doesn't work like their spouse's and they're constantly battling gaining weight and they're trying the best they can, but they just can't lose the weight they want to lose. You know, there's both sides to this. And I think that what happens when a husband and wife find themselves in this dynamic and they don't really, you know, try to look at their spouse as being just different. You know, they don't, you know, I think sometimes they think, well, I'm right. Like, I'm right, you're wrong.
They're not offering grace to the
They
spouse.
Don't offer grace.
Right.
And that's where we see so many fights and it really can affect your sex life majorly. I mean, if you feel like your spouse doesn't like your body and isn't attracted to you, I mean, it really kills the mood. I mean, there's things like that. So we really have to pay attention to kind of how we're approaching our spouse and what we say about their body, how we look at them. And if we're being critical, we need to stop.
So what do you do? If you see your spouse, and again, not being super critical, like they've just gone off the deep end and they don't care. But if they're starting to, you think, make unhealthy choices physically and with food, and you don't want to be critical, but you also want to be helpful. And I'm not talking about our marriage. I'm just talking about, you know, somebody.
He's looking. Did you see? He just spied at me in the corner
of
his eye.
No, I think it Ann's felt that toward me.
No, I haven't.
You know, I know there's a couple listening or a spouse listening and go, well, yeah, but I see that he's drifting or she's drifting.
Well, I have a
Do
friend
I say nothing?
Whose husband gave her a gym membership for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she's already been struggling and she knows it. But for him to give that to her, she felt like, wow. He thinks I've totally lost control. And then she gained more weight because she felt so much shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So don't do the gym membership.
Yeah. Unless she's asked for it.
Yeah.
Or he's asked for it. Yeah. You know,
I think in marriage, we've got to be each other's biggest cheerleader, not each other's biggest critic.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, it's spiritual gift lists in the Bible includes the gift of encouragement, but the gift of critic is nowhere in there. And some people think in marriage that they have this gift or this responsibility to criticize their spouse or parent or coach their spouse. And that crushes the partnership dynamic that God intended marriage to be. So just encourage each other toward good things. And I, that doesn't mean we put our heads in the sand if a spouse is going off the deep end.
He just motioned to me.
No.
I did see that.
She did, Dave. She is the more disciplined in every part of our marriage.
I think he was motioning toward me.
She was the more disciplined by far. But like for us, we've just tried to like encourage each other by saying like, hey, let's get in the habit together of let's go on a walk every night, you know, which was where our best conversations happen. Mm. You know, when we can just get outside, go on a walk, we're getting some exercise together, but it's also about connecting instead of just right. saying, hey, here's a gym membership, you know, you could use it. And if either one of us ever wants to make an investment in our own health, like we try to always support that, even if it's a lean time financially. If, you know, one of us says, hey, I want to get a gym membership, or I would like to, you know, buy this home equipment or whatever it might be, then it's like, well, let's figure out a way to make that happen, because an investment in our health is good. It's going to help us be at our best, and we want to help each other be at our best. Kind of an image we use in the book is like, if your life is sort of like it's built on a three-legged stool, and the three legs of that stool are mental health, physical health, and spiritual health. And a lot of us will get two of those three right. And I think especially sometimes in Christian circles, we prioritize the two, the mental and spiritual, and we don't at all the physical. Mm-hmm. And when we don't at all with the physical, then that table's missing a whole leg, and it's going to make things wobbly, even if your heart's in the right place, your mind's in the right place, your relationship with God's right. But if you're constantly, you know, battling with the physical stuff, and like Ashley said, sometimes it's out of your control. And if you're dealing with an issue like cancer, or my gosh, you know, whatever issue it is, as spouses, it's a privilege to just serve each other in those areas, and to carry your spouse and hold them in their moments of weakness. But like Ashley said before, as far as it depends on us, even if we are dealing with an injury, and like, you know, I share, like I've gone through a thyroid disorder that's kind of put my whole body out of whack and changed a lot about my life. You do the best you can with what you've got.
You do.
And say, well, one day we're going to get a new body in heaven anyway that will have abs, I'm convinced. But right now, with this one I've got, I want it to be as healthy as I can, and let's encourage each other in that.
Yeah.
And I think one of the beautiful parts of the, you know, the physical with your spouse, and again, we often go right to the sexual relationship, but when you're going through something physically and you have a spouse there as your partner, what a gift. What you just said, Dave, whether it's cancer. I mean, I went through a back surgery thing where I was fighting sciatica for
years.
Oh, I don't know, 7-8 years. And wow. I kept putting off surgery, and I did different things at work. But when I finally went in for surgery, which, by the way, one of the best things I ever did, never had sciatica 1 second since.
Awesome.
But all I can remember about that time period of my life was she was right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a partner sympathizing with me, understanding, supporting me.
At least it was to your face.
Yeah, I heard later after the surgery, I came home and I'm laying on the couch like, I'm going to do everything the doctor said. I'm never going to get up. She and my son went in the other room, just laughed. I heard later they laughed. Look at Dad. He's so...
They're mocking. They're injured.
But we didn't do it to his face.
That, right. And that's compassion.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
Laughing behind back, I believe, is biblical and okay. It's all in good fun.
And so many women would say, like, my husband is such a baby when he gets sick.
I am a baby. Aren't you a baby?
I am. I'm telling you.
I wish you could see Ashley's face.
She just affirmed that. You're a baby.
She broke her toe a couple weeks ago in the kitchen. She just rammed her pinky toe and snapped it in half.
Like,
I knew it was broken right away.
And like, I heard it.
I haven't noticed you limp at all.
No, she's
Dave would be on crutches.
Because she's a warrior.
She's Jason Bourne over here. Like, she snaps her toe, and all she does is go, well, I broke my toe. If it would have been me, I would still be weeping, gnashing of teeth, crying. There'd be a prayer chain, a meal truck at the church. It's like people bringing meals. Like, I would have milked it. But she is just so tough. And I think that most marriages are like this, that women are tougher. Like, you know, men act like we're tougher.
Yeah.
And our wives let us believe that we are, but we all know, like, I cannot deliver a baby. I wanted an epidural for her childbirth. Like, I wanted it. Like, you ladies are just so much tougher.
You're tougher. Well, talk about this. We don't have a lot of time left, but, you know, let's do talk about a little bit about the sexual, physical part of a marriage. And because of time, if you could say one thing, what would be the first thing, maybe it's different for both of you, that you would say to a couple to say, how could you help me in my marriage in this area? How should I think differently, act differently? Talk to me about God's heart for the sexual aspect of our marriage.
I would say sex is important, and it needs to be happening regularly. It's going to look different for every couple. I mean, we have so many couples write us and say, like, how many times a week, how many times a month should a couple, you know, should we have sex, and like wanting us to give them a number. And I would say, you know, we can't do that. It's different for every couple. But one thing that is for sure is as you grow older, that's going to change a little bit because your body is changing.
You're sitting here with a couple that's older. So yeah, we can affirm that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. And I think though, sometimes too, we'll kind of reach some stumbling blocks where things aren't working the same as they did, or maybe the libido's changed or something. And we find where there's kind of couples come to a crossroads where, you know, maybe one spouse who feels frustrated by it is like, you know what, this is just it. I guess we're just never going to have sex again, or not nearly the amount we used to. And I would just say, let's not make excuses. First of all, let's have compassion for each other, but let's also not make excuses, because yes, things are going to change as we get older, but sometimes there's underlying issues like Dave's thyroid issue. It really affected his testosterone, just to be honest about our own situation.
That's personal.
And he didn't just, he talks about it all the time, but he didn't just sit back and say, well, this is just me. Guess there's nothing I can do. He did research, and he went and talked to his doctor, and he got on some supplements, and because he knew he wasn't feeling quite like himself. And so I think, you know, just being willing to talk to the professionals who can maybe help you, because a lot of times there are things, especially even when it comes to energy level or, you know, our hormone levels being off, there's things that we can do, you know, that God gave us these amazing people that become doctors and do all this research and can help us in this area. And also pray about it. Don't be afraid to pray about your sex life. Like, God created sex. It was completely his idea.
Thank you, Lord.
For marriage as a blessing and an amazing way for a married couple to connect. And so don't be afraid if you're having issues in this area, pray about it. God actually cares about your sex life.
I don't know who we were talking to. I don't know if it was on Family Life Today or not, or I just heard a podcast, but the couple talked about praying before they made love.
Yeah.
You know, like you pray that God would show up in this church service, right? You pray that God would show up when we do something with our kids. Why wouldn't you pray and say, God, I'm asking you to bless us now as we make love? It's like, wow, that's a concept, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good prayer.
It is a good prayer.
It's a beautiful and holy moment that God created. I think that as a culture, even within the church, we've kind of bought into this myth that like the devil owns sex now. And we're embarrassed to talk about it. We're embarrassed to enjoy it because we think, no, this feels wrong. And maybe it's because of, you know, mindsets we were raised with and all that. And that's why we talk so much about it on the Naked Marriage podcast. And
you guys talk about it a lot.
You do. We did. Yeah. I thought we did, but you're more even than us.
Well, it's all Ashley ever wants to talk about. It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm sure it does.
Well, as we end our time together on this topic, give us some application as we close, like maybe a couple things that we could do in this area that would really be beneficial to the physical part of our health.
Well, starting just to be as practical as I can.
I know you're going to say, no more Little Debbies.
No more Little Debbies. Yeah. No, you know what? I think Little Debbie is an angel sent from the Lord to bring us comfort in our dark times.
All right.
And I'm going to hold on to that.
All right.
And so.
In moderation.
I think sometimes a couple or an individual within marriage will get in the mindset, we're talking about physical health, which is maybe an issue where you already have some discomfort there or insecurity there, and it's painful to even talk about or think about because, you know, you don't like your own body right now. And I think a lot of times what holds a couple back from experiencing sexual intimacy and fulfillment is when one or both just has these insecurities. They're like, I don't like the way that I feel. I don't like the way that I look.
Especially as we age.
It's changing, and I don't like it, and I'd rather just shut off that whole part of life and my marriage, so I don't have to think about it. Or maybe if I got in really good shape, then I could enjoy making love again. And so someday, off in the future, we'll have a great sex life, but certainly not right now. Not while I weigh this or look like this. But listen, God wants you to have in marriage a beautiful, intimate, fulfilling sex life right now. And you might think, but I don't like the way that I look. I don't like the way that I feel. And it's like, look, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you just enjoy one another right where you are. And yes, still continue to strive to have health goals and all that, but right now, don't put this part of your marriage on hold. Say, let's prioritize, you know, our physical intimacy, our sex life right now. And what would that look like right now? Not after I lose X amount of pounds, or not after we get on like a diet or something like that, even though you might want to do those things just for your own overall well-being. But right now, what would it look like? Don't wait. Don't hit the snooze button on it. And I believe every couple, and it's going to look different in every season, every context, every age, every set of circumstances, But every couple that is physically able can and should be able to connect and have a fulfilling sexual relationship with one another, because that's something that God desires. And so don't deny yourself or your spouse of that.
Mm. Absolutely. And as it just kind of having to do with physical health in general, I would say, you know, do whatever you can to support each other in your quest towards physical health. And this is something I had to learn the hard way, but don't expect your spouse to do the exact same regimen that you do. And I remember early in our relationship, like I did, after we had, I think, our first or second child, I had a little extra weight on me and I did Weight Watchers, and I was expecting Dave like to know all the point system and like to do it with me.
It was as close as divorce as we've ever come. Do you know how many points are in that ice cream? You're like, I don't care.
I know. Just he's like, you're killing the moment, you know. But I just really was like, we've got to do this together. Any health thing I do, you've got to do. Anything you do, I have to do. And, you know, obviously we want to enjoy all things in marriage together, but it doesn't mean you do the exact same thing. You know, you can encourage each other in your health journey by really just making the time and space for your spouse to do that thing. Like if they need to go to that class, that spin class at the gym, and you all have children, just make sure like you're home at a certain time so you can be with the kids while they go to that class. Or if they want to go to that Weight Watchers meeting, you know, same thing. I think just making the time and space and arrangements to help them do this. Don't sabotage them. Like if Dave's on a huge health kick and really trying to meet certain goals, I'm not going to go out and buy Little Debbie's because I know I'm just going to sabotage him. And so I think just being able to encourage each other is how we really can encourage each other to be at our best. Mm. I mean, every day, not judging, just encouraging.
So wise, my love.
Yeah, and I would add for our marriage, it's been really fun, especially as the kids have left and we're empty nesters, to do physical things together.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about a walk. I'm talking about a workout. I'm talking, I love it. Probably say it every week. Let's go hit a tennis ball because she's a great tennis player.
Pickleball. But I mean, that's
kind of who
we are. Yeah. We're alike that way.
That's awesome.
Like the same thing. I did not want to walk with her. She's
Ever.
Always walking.
For years, he's like, "Are we gonna get our heart rates up?"
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
And then I go walk with her, and she's the fastest walker I've. I can't even.
I'm jogging
to get beside her, but we talk. Mm-hmm. Our marriage is enhanced. And I just thought, man, the physical part, which I always thought, I have my physical regimen, you have yours. Now let's blend sometimes, and it's a beautiful thing.
God has made us as material beings and immaterial beings. We are body and soul. And in marriage, when two become one, we bring all of that with us. That's why this issue of our bodies being healthy matters to our marital oneness. And that's what Dave and Ann Wilson have been talking about today with Dave and Ashley Willis. They've written a book called Naked and Healthy, and it's about oneness in marriage, in every aspect of our marriages. We've got their book in our Family Life Today Resource Center, and you can go to our website, familylifetoday.com, for more information, or you can call to order a copy if you'd like. Our number is 1-800-FL-TODAY. But I also want to encourage you to set aside a weekend this spring where you focus on your marriage, on pursuing oneness in marriage. That's at the center of all we talk about in our Family Life Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaways. These 2.5-day getaways are all about understanding God's design for marriage and bringing your marriage into alignment with that. We host these getaways in cities all across the country. And we are excited to have a full slate of events happening this spring. You can go to our website, familylifetoday.com, to find out when a getaway is coming to a city near where you live or a city you'd like to visit. And then join us at an upcoming getaway. In fact, if you sign up this week, you and your spouse can save 50% off the regular registration fee. We're making this special offer to Family Life Today listeners. It's good this week only. So go to our website, familylifetoday.com. Find out more about the getaway, register online, and save 50% off the regular registration fee. Or call us if you have any questions at 1-800-FL-TODAY, 1-800-358-6329. That's 1-800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. But decide now to do something this spring that will help you pursue a stronger, healthier marriage relationship. Join us for a Family Life Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway. Now, tomorrow, we're going to hear about what may be the most significant part of our marriage relationship, and that is spiritual oneness. How do we pursue spiritual intimacy with one another? What does that look like in a marriage? Dave and Ashley Willis will join us again. We hope you can join us as well. On behalf of our hosts, Dave and Ann Wilson, I'm Bob Lapine. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life, a Crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.